Good evening. This is Peter Tobin introducing Lux Radio Theatre. Tonight and every Monday night at this time, Lux Radio Theatre presents for your entertainment the finest in radio drama. This week we bring you Trap for a Lonely Man by Robert Thomas, translated by Lucien Hill and John Sutro. A distraught young man, Daniel Corbin, living in a remote chalet in the French Alps, reports to the police that his wife, Elizabeth, has disappeared. After 10 days of unsuccessful searching, a young woman suddenly appears at the chalet in the company of a priest and claims to be Elizabeth Corbin. Daniel declares most vehemently that the woman is not his wife. The woman declares equally vehemently that she is. Who is lying and why? Is the young woman an imposter? Or is Daniel suffering from loss of memory, perhaps madness? Listen in a few moments to this tense and brilliantly constructed mystery, Trap for a Lonely Man, produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Anne Freed and directed by Henry Diffenthal. And now, Act One of tonight's Lux Radio Theatre presentation, Trap for a Lonely Man.
I'm afraid.
What? Do you mean to say you've driven all the way from Chamonix to tell me that? No news?
5 minutes drive, that's no distance. I just dropped in to see how you were.
What have you done since I last saw you? Anything?
I put in a report. It's taking its course.
Taking its course? What's the use of that? I want results. I demand results. Have you got any news of my wife or haven't you?
Monsieur, there is no need to shout.
I'm sorry. Do sit down, won't you?
Monsieur, you mustn't torture yourself. At least 10,000 wives leave their husbands every year in France alone. And 99 of 100 come back within a week.
Have you done anything to find her? Oh, yes, I know, I know. You put in a report. But apart from that...
It's not a police job to bring back flighty wives, you know.
My wife isn't flighty. She left me 10 days ago after a quarrel.
Did you often quarrel?
Now and again, who doesn't?
Have you any idea where she might have gone? Is there any way you can write to her?
I told you. I wrote to our flat in Paris. The letter was returned. The porter had instructions to mail letters here.
Any relatives? Friends?
I don't know much about her friends. She never mentioned anyone special, and I haven't met any of her family as yet. We've only been married 3 months, Inspector. And I've told you all this before.
Does she see any of her relatives?
There's only an old uncle, and he's on his last legs.
Oh, yes, I recollect the rich old uncle. You told me.
Yes,
She'll come back, Monsieur Corbin. My advice to you is to stay where you are and wait until she does. So stop worrying. If anything's happened to her, we'll know soon enough.
Don't! If anything happened to her, I'd never forgive myself. It's all my fault.
Oh?
There was an argument. Nothing serious. But I've got a temper. Oh... She'll never come back, I know it.
Nonsense, of course she will.
I loved her desperately, Inspector.
You are young, Monsieur. Even supposing she doesn't come back. Don't let it spoil your life, it's not worth it. Nothing is. You get married in June, she walks out in September. What's 3 months in a lifetime?
It's easy for you to talk.
Oh, take the long view, ma'am. Your wife was rich, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
With these rich women, you can't win. Your wife has had money all her life, and she's used to her own way. She'll either come begging for you to take her back, or you'll get a letter from her asking for a divorce.
A divorce? When she went down on her knees to get me to... And she'd do a thing like this to me. That's what you've come for, isn't it? Well, go on. Give me the divorce papers. Come on, let's have them.
Monsieur, I am a policeman, not a lawyer. Why should I have divorce papers? I told you I had no news of your wife, and I haven't. Why should I lie to you, eh?
I'm sorry, Inspector. But I'm worried, and I've been missing her desperately. I apologize. I'm irritable. You've been patient and understanding.
Monsieur, my advice to you is don't worry. She'll come back. I'm an older man than you are, and I know women. The very devil to manage, but where would we be without them, eh? Now, you pour yourself a drink and try to relax. I must get back to the village. If you have any news, let me know.
Yes, Inspector. And thank you again.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You are Monsieur Corbin, aren't you? Daniel Corbin?
Yes.
I know the lady of the house, but I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you yet. I'm Father Maximin.
Oh, how do you do?
I've just taken over the parish of Saint-Jean from Father Simonet. I expect you know Father Simonet, don't you?
No, I'm on holiday. I've only rented this chalet. Sit down, Father.
Thank you.
Can I give you a drink?
I won't say no. It's whiskey? Chilly these autumn evenings.
A brandy?
No, whiskey, I think. A very weak one, thank you. I ventured to call because I have a holy picture for Madame Corbin.
A holy picture?
It is the custom of our mountain churches. We present a holy picture when we receive a donation.
My wife gave you a donation?
Yes, she gave me 100 francs. A lot of money. She's a wonderful person.
Yes, isn't she?
Here's the picture.
I'll see my wife gets it when she... if she returns.
Oh?
She's gone. Left me.
Oh. I'm sorry. May I ask you a question? Are you still in love with your wife?
Of course.
You were married in church, I hope.
Yes. A tiny church among the pine trees near Juan. Honeymoon in Venice. Then a friend of mine offered to rent me this chalet. The second evening we were here, we quarreled. Elizabeth packed her bags and left.
I see.
That was 10 days ago, and I haven't heard a word from her since. Not a word. I love her dearly. I do, Father. And I miss her. Oh, more than I can say.
Monsieur, I have good news for you.
Oh?
Your wife has come back.
What did you say?
I saw a young woman at afternoon prayers today in my church at Saint-Jean. She was weeping. I recognized her as Madame Corbin. She told me the whole story.
You mean...
I brought her here with me. She was afraid you'd be angry, so I told her I would speak with you first. She's waiting outside.
Oh.
Here. Are these your cigarettes on this desk? Would you like one?
Yes. Yes, please. My wife outside. This is...
Here.
Thank you.
I'll ask your wife to come, monsieur. Madame, will you come through, please?
Daniel. Oh, darling, please forgive me.
But...
Oh, everything will be all right now. I know it will. Oh, I've missed you so terribly. Oh, darling. Father Maxima, oh, thank you for everything. Bless you. I must just go to my room now.
There, monsieur.
But that is not my wife.
What?
That woman isn't Elizabeth.
Monsieur, I don't comprehend.
I've never set eyes on that woman before in my life.
You're joking.
Father, I tell you, I don't know that woman.
Isn't she Madame Corbin?
Certainly not.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. That girl is either an adventuress or a lunatic. Now, you upstairs. Come down. Come down.
And now keep calm, monsieur.
You will kindly get out of my house and take that woman back where you found her.
Yes, yes, of course. Madame Corbin, will you come down, please? Tell me, do you often have these emotional upsets? Do you suffer from loss of memory at all?
Loss of memory? Of course not. I tell you, that woman is not my wife.
She's the woman who gave us that generous donation the other day.
What? She called herself Elizabeth Corbin.
But of course, monsieur.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, you called, darling? Oh, it's so wonderful to be home again. I've only spent 2 days in this chalet, but I've missed it terribly. Oh, my mountain.
Look here. You are not my wife.
Oh, darling, you haven't been drinking too much, have you? Oh, dear, empty glasses. Remember what the doctor said? He said you shouldn't drink. You know it's bad for your nerves. And your depression is always worse when you drink.
Nerves? Depression? What the devil are you talking about? My nerves are perfectly all right, and I'm never depressed.
Ah, so that's what it is.
Oh, it's nothing serious, Father. Only mild attacks now and again, and they don't last. Oh, darling, it's me. I'm back.
You aren't my wife. Great heavens, I should know. Why are you doing this?
I should never have gone away. Look at the state he's in, Father. Oh, my poor darling.
Father, don't listen to her. She's trading on your innocence. She wants you to think I'm mad. This woman is an adventuress. I don't know her. I've never seen her before. Get out. Do you hear me? Get out!
Oh, no, you're hurting my arm.
Steady now, monsieur. You must not treat your wife like that.
She is not my wife.
Daniel, if this is a joke...
A joke? You believe I would joke about this?
Now, darling, do stop it.
Get out of here or I'll have you arrested for trespassing.
Really, Daniel, stop being childish.
Why are you pretending to be Elizabeth? Answer me. Why?
But I am Elizabeth.
Tell the truth. What game is this?
Darling, darling, look at me. I'm your wife. I'm Elizabeth. Oh, Father, help me. Help me. He doesn't recognize me.
Recognize you? I keep telling you I have never set eyes on you before.
Father, he was like this in Venice on our honeymoon. One evening...
How do you know that my wife and I went to Venice on
our
honeymoon?
One evening I came home rather late from the hairdresser. And I found Daniel in our hotel room raging like a maniac.
What?
It took me all night to quieten him down.
That's a lie.
Oh, it's all my fault. I should never have left him, Father. But he was cruel.
Lies. It's all wretched lies.
You'll help me, Father, won't you? You'll help me?
Yes, yes, my child. Of course I will. We'll both look after you, Monsieur Cobain.
But...
Are you feeling better now, my angel? Do you recognize me now?
It's all a plot. A fantastic, incredible plot. But I'll soon put things right. Oh, yes, I will.
What are you doing?
I'll telephone the police.
For heaven's sake, don't. You'll make us both look ridiculous.
Yes, monsieur, don't be too hasty.
I don't know what you're up to, madame, but I'm not allowing you to get away with it.
Daniel, please.
You're frightened, aren't you? You see, the police know all about my wife's disappearance. So if you think you can foist yourself upon me like this, you're mistaken.
Oh, do something, Father. Help him.
This is all very bewildering. I don't mind playing the Good Samaritan, but I like to know what I'm doing. So if you don't mind, I'll phone the police. Hello? Chamonix? Get me police headquarters. Yes, it's urgent. The inspector, yes. Hello, this is Father Maximin. I'm at the Corbin Chalet on the Chamonix Road. Oh, you have? Then I think you'd better come straight back. Well, you see, I brought his wife home. Well, no, Inspector, he isn't. He's not pleased at all.
Give me that.
Steady, monsieur.
Listen, Inspector. A strange woman has just forced her way in here, and she's threatening to stay. Please come over immediately. No, this is not a joke, and I've not been drinking. Yes. Yes, perhaps. Well, one or two. Yes. He's still here. Right. I'll tell him to stay. Thank you, Father. The inspector will soon get rid of her.
Poor darling.
Look, what game are you up to? Do you plan to get money out of me? Is that it? You're in for a disappointment, then. I won't allow you to get a penny of my money. Is that understood? Not a penny.
Your money? My money, you mean? You hadn't a penny when I married you. I'm sorry, darling. I didn't mean to say that. What's mine is yours anyway.
I see.
Monsieur, please, compose yourself and let us wait for the inspector.
I'm getting sick and tired of this whole wretched business. I wish the inspector would come and arrest this imposter.
Forgive me, madame, but have you any means of identification? Papers, a passport or something?
That's an excellent idea, Father. I should have thought of it. Well, madame, your passport, please.
Of course, in my bag. Here you are.
Elizabeth Corbeau. This is a fake. A forgery.
This seems authentic enough, monsieur.
Great heavens. She's not alone. There must be a whole gang behind her.
Daniel, for pity's sake, pull yourself together. If the police see you like this, they'll think you're verging on a breakdown.
But there's a car coming now.
It's the police.
At last, the inspector will soon clear this up. Inspector, come quickly.
What's the matter? What's all this about?
This woman arrived in this house. There she is.
Madame.
Good evening, Inspector. I'm afraid it's all a ghastly misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding? Explain, madame.
My husband telephoned you during one of his nervous attacks.
What's that?
It was nothing serious, really, Inspector, but He does have these spells sometimes.
You mean I was brought back here and...
I'm Elizabeth Corbin.
She is not.
I returned home a few moments ago and
she
found...
She isn't my wife at all, Inspector. This woman's an imposter.
Now, take it easy. Don't get so excited, monsieur. Sit down.
Yes, do sit down, darling.
Inspector, I don't know what sort of game she's playing,
but... Be quiet, Daniel. You're only making it worse for yourself.
I thought it best to call you, Inspector. I hope I did the right thing.
Yes. Good evening.
Oh, I'm the new parish priest of Saint-Jean.
Oh, I see, yes.
This unfortunate gentleman doesn't recognize his wife.
Father, she is not my wife. I'll show you a photograph here on the desk.
Oh.
Monsieur?
There was a photograph of my wife on that desk. Father Maximin, you came over to this desk a moment ago.
To get your cigarettes, yes.
You're in league with her, aren't you? My photograph, where is it? The photograph of Elizabeth, which was standing there?
No, not really, this is...
Now, darling, you mustn't attack Father Maxima. He has nothing to do with all this.
You're hand in glove, the pair of you. This man isn't a priest. Inspector...
Now, watch what you're saying, Corbin. Look here, all of you. I'm chief inspector of the police at Chamonix. I'm a busy man, and I haven't the time to spend listening to some crazy story about a wife who runs off and returns a different woman.
This woman... isn't my wife. She isn't.
I'd be obliged if you would stop shouting at me.
Inspector, that woman is not Elizabeth.
Oh, really? This is ridiculous.
Would you mind letting me talk to Monsieur Corbin alone?
I'd rather tell you what happened myself.
For the time being, I'm making the decisions. Would you mind going?
Whatever you wish, Inspector. Father Maximin, will you explain?
Father Maximin will have his say in a moment. Perhaps you wouldn't mind waiting in here.
Both of you.
But, Inspector,
Come along, madame. It is best.
Now, monsieur, let's try and make some sense out of this rigmarole.
Rigmarole is right. That wretched woman forces her way in here and claims...
Do you mind if I sit down?
Of course. Sorry.
You were saying?
Yes, well, it's like this. Just after you left, I was sitting here quietly when suddenly...
Do you mind if I smoke?
Of course not.
Thank you. Proceed, monsieur. Your nerves are in a shocking state, aren't they?
Can you wonder? That girl has the face...
All right. I've sent in one report about you, and I'm quite prepared to send in another. Now, let's begin at the beginning. You are Daniel Corbin.
I've told you all this already.
Now, do sit down and try to relax. You mustn't worry, monsieur. I'm here to help you.
I'm sorry.
You have no family, is that right?
No family at all. My parents are dead.
Have you ever been in trouble with the police?
No, never. I swear, never.
All right, I believe you. Go on.
Last May, I met a wonderful girl called Elizabeth Marchaline. We got married 3 weeks later, and... But I've told you this before, Inspector.
You are both living in such perfect... harmony that she walks out and leaves you.
But we've been happy.
And she comes home again and it suits you not to take her back. And there we are, the whole story. Have you found someone else, monsieur?
There is no one. That woman isn't Elizabeth. She says she is, but she is lying.
But why in heaven's name should she want to impersonate your wife?
Heaven knows.
It's such an unlikely story, monsieur.
I wonder...
Monsieur?
I wonder if that so-called priest saw me as a likely victim and tipped her off. She means to convince you and everybody else that she's my legal wife. And then she's entitled to my money.
Why? Are you so very rich, monsieur?
Well, no, but...
Then it doesn't make sense, does it?
No, I suppose not.
Unless you have undeclared assets salted away. Have you?
No, certainly not.
Or expectations?
Expectations.
A legacy, perhaps.
I haven't any relatives. Wait a moment. I know. My wife's uncle. He's a millionaire. She mentioned some time ago that he was desperately ill. That's it.
Has he died?
I don't know.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Look, I'm frightened. If she's cool enough to pass herself off as my wife, she won't stop at that. Before long, she'll manage to become my widow. An accident, anything. It's happened before. And she's free to do as she likes.
But what about your wife? Your real wife.
She's gone.
Perhaps. But she won't stand aside and allow someone to take over her fortune. It doesn't make sense, monsieur. It doesn't. Candidly, I find the whole story utterly fantastic.
That's a good word for it. Fantastic. And evil, too. I believe this to be the work of a highly organized gang.
I'm curious to hear her side of the story.
It's up to you to break it down, Inspector. And you'd better trace my wife quickly.
I think I'll see the priest first.
Father Maximin?
Yes, Inspector?
Just a few questions, Father. I'm sorry to trouble you. You have your papers on you?
Of course. Here. And if you'd care to ring the Bishop of Chambéry...
Oh, there's no hurry.
Ring him now!
Don't give me orders. Do you mind? You'll excuse my checking up, won't you, Father?
Of course. You're only doing your duty. I'm afraid this poor fellow isn't at all well. His mind seems to be...
Why, you...
Be quiet and let me handle this. 212. Father Maximum, I'm calling Canon Cambert of Chaminade. You know him, I expect.
He's a great friend of my father's.
I see. Hello? Is that you, Father? Inspector Quentin here. How are you? Oh, good. I wonder if you can help me. I have a Father Maximum here. Oh, you know him, do you? Splendid. Yes, yes, that is correct. Thank you. Goodbye, Father.
This is unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right.
Look at him, will you? The nerve, the barefaced impertinence of it, sheltering under a cassock.
That's enough, Monsieur. Father Maximum looks perfectly calm and you look a nervous wreck. The comparison isn't in your favor. Now will you sit down and keep quiet?
All right, all right.
Now then, Father, tell me all you know.
Well, there isn't much. Madame Corbin came to see me. She said she wanted to go home, but she was afraid of her husband's temper. So she asked me to go with her. When she arrived, her husband started shouting that she was an imposter.
Go on.
And then, of course, I realized that Monsieur Corbin had...
Lost his memory?
Exactly. He threatened us. He tried to throw her out. She was in despair, poor soul.
She was what?
Quiet. According to you, Father, this woman really is Elizabeth Corbin.
Most definitely. I saw her myself in this very room 10 days ago.
I see.
It's a lie.
Oh, it must have taken you weeks of research to spring the trap like this. Days of rehearsing to get it perfect.
Now look here, Monsieur, I've had enough.
Gently, Father.
I'm sorry.
Now, Corbin, let's have a few names of people who saw your wife here 12 days ago.
Who? Let me see. Who saw her?
That's right.
Wait a moment. We arrived on a Friday evening. I got the key of the chalet from Madame Chardonnay at the cafe in the square.
Did your wife go into the cafe with you?
No, she stayed in the car.
The postman doesn't come right up to the house, does he?
No, he leaves the mail in the box down by the gate. But the grocer delivers here. But he didn't see Elizabeth. I remember she was lying down.
Anyone else you can think of?
Not here. But there are dozens of people in Venice who saw us together, and in Juan, and in Geneva.
I dare say, but bringing people all the way up here without any sort of warrant, that will take some doing.
I'll pay.
That's not the point. Now let's stop wasting time.
Madame Corbin, come in here, will you?
Thank you.
Sit down.
Oh, it's dark in here, Inspector. Let me switch the lights on.
I'll do it, Madame.
Oh, thank you. The switch is over by the door. Oh, it's getting chilly, too. Father, I wonder if you'd turn on the heating for me. There's a red lever in the kitchen under the gas meter. And I'd very much like a soft drink. There's some fruit juice in the refrigerator. Thank you so much.
A pleasure, madame.
I see you know the house well.
Naturally.
Quite so. Your husband...
I'm not.
Your husband, I repeat. Until proof to the contrary. Has just been telling me how you met and got married and how you came to be staying here.
Yes, he's been suffering from his nerves lately. I thought the mountain air here at Chamonix would do him good.
You thought that...
Monsieur, please. Now, madam, we come to the quarrel you had just before you went away.
Yes, I'm desperately sorry about that. I should never have left. I had no idea it would bring on this breakdown.
May I see your papers, madame?
Oh, but of course. Here, Inspector.
They're all forgeries. You'll see. You will see.
They seem perfectly genuine to me. Enter. Yes, what is it, Francois?
This letter was found in the post box, sir. It was addressed to Madame Corbin.
Thank you, Francois. You may go.
Yes, sir.
This letter is from Bellinger and Martin, solicitors at Saint-Denis.
May I have it, please?
Don't give it to her.
Give me that letter at once, Inspector, or I'll ring up the Commissioner of Police at Chambéry and report you. You have no right to keep that letter. Give it to me, please.
Don't let her have it. This woman is not Elizabeth Corbin.
Well, for heaven's sake, prove it,
all
then.
Right.
Prove it.
All right, I will. I'll soon show that she isn't Elizabeth.
I'll ask her some questions now.
What questions?
About us. Intimate questions.
All right, Corban. Go ahead.
Tell me the name of the travel agency in Venice which arranged our tour through Italy. My wife bought the tickets, Inspector.
The Marcellus Agency in the Piazza San Marco.
Oh. What's the name of the friend who rented us the chalet?
Jean Bernadet.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do you think it's worthwhile going on with this Corban?
Yes, yes, yes. One more question. Where did we break our journey on the way to Chamonix?
Geneva. The Globe Hotel.
Wrong! I've got her!
All right. I'll soon check. Give me 1-4. Hello. Fernand? Put a priority call through to Geneva headquarters. Get them to check on reservations at the Globe Hotel by a couple called Corban early this month.
There won't be any. We never stayed
there. Quiet! Hurry, will you, Fernand, and call me back as soon as you know. Any more questions?
Yes. My wife and I had an argument on the day after we were married. What was it about?
Darling, this is all very embarrassing. I don't think we should discuss it in front
of... You see, Inspector, she doesn't know.
Yes, I do. It was about money.
Is that right, Monsieur?
She guessed. She just guessed.
She guessed right, though. That's the point. Hello? Yes? Yes? I see. Thank you. No, that's all. That was the Geneva police confirming a registration at the Globe Hotel in the name of Elizabeth and Daniel Corbin.
What? It's not true. Can't be. We never stayed there, not at the Globe Hotel. We didn't.
Monsieur, you signed the register.
I did not.
My men have seen. There is no doubt. None.
But I didn't. This must be madness.
Yes, Monsieur. I'm beginning to think it might be.
It's here. New Duel.
Yes. Duel is the new floor cleaner that really deserves to be called revolutionary. Because Duel actually cleans and polishes your floors all in one go.
Duel is an entirely new floor cleaner that has its own built-in floor polish as well. Duel saves you hours of work.
With Duel, you get all your washable floors spotlessly clean. And you get a magnificent, hard, non-slip, dirt-resisting shine. All in one go.
And the more you clean with Duel, the more brilliantly your floors shine.
Get new Duel right away. It's the revolutionary new floor cleaner that cleans and polishes all in one go.
Remember, it's Duel. D-U-A-L. Duel.
You are now listening to Drive, the hungry detergent. Only Drive, the new kind of washing powder, has Enzolve, the professional stain remover. That's why Drive, with Enzolve, eats stains like baby food, tomato sauce, egg, chocolate. Yet it's so gentle with fabric, so kind to colors. Just soak overnight in new Drive and stains vanish. Then wash in new Drive for astounding results. New Drive eats stains. Gets your whole wash so clean, it's spotless.
Well, Inspector, and what are your plans now?
I'll get back to the station.
Inspector, I never signed that register.
Darling, go up to your room and try to rest. You must.
That is a good idea, Monsieur. You must relax. It's imperative.
Remember the last time you were like this, Daniel? You were perfectly all right after a couple of days.
So you've been like this before, have you?
Never!
Yes, in Venice. Have you forgotten, darling?
I'm beginning to understand. Well, you'll be better tomorrow, Monsieur. Goodbye, Madame.
Inspector.
Madame?
You've forgotten my letter.
Ah, Madame, so I have. Here we are.
You read it, Inspector. Read it aloud.
But, Madame...
Please.
Very well. We regret to inform you that your uncle, Hugo de la Fossere, passed away last night. It's dated 3 weeks ago, forwarded from your Paris address.
They knew. Don't you see, Inspector? They knew all along.
I should be obliged if you would call at my office as soon as convenient to discuss the will and legacies. Please accept my condolences. So...
You'd better keep that letter, Inspector.
Oh?
And check on the identity of the lawyers, in case my husband imagines I've written it.
The lawyer's identity isn't in doubt. That's the one thing I am sure of. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must return to the station. I've spent hours up here, and I can ill afford the time.
Don't go, Inspector.
What?
Don't go. I tell you, this is a plot. Tomorrow, she'll get rid of me. A mental home, an accident, suicide, anything. She'll get rid of me. For heaven's sake, Inspector, do something. Or else tell me that I'm raving mad. Tell me I've imagined the whole wretched business. Tell me that.
No, monsieur. I will take it. Quentin here? Uh-huh. I see. Right. Thank you.
Well?
Is there anything wrong, Inspector?
That was my assistant. A message from Geneva.
Oh?
Well?
It's about these reservations at the Globe Hotel. Some zealous young constable noticed alterations or erasures or something. I shall have to investigate this further.
There, you see? I told you. They tampered with the register.
But, Inspector, you've seen my papers, my passport, everything. You heard me answer questions.
Yes, yes, we'll discuss this further tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Tomorrow I'll be dead.
Oh, come, come, come. That is melodramatic, monsieur. No harm will come to you.
Good night. Listen to me, Inspector. Listen.
Oh, no. I'll pour you a drink, my darling. There you are.
No.
Monsieur, don't be churlish, I beg of you. Here. It will do you good.
Who are you? Who are you? And what do you want?
Well, Monsieur Corbin, a new day, a beautiful day. How do you feel, eh?
She's still here. She's taken over completely. But you don't care. No one does. It's like some kind of nightmare. I can't believe it's happening to me. Inspector, you're a clever man. You're accustomed to dealing with criminals. Haven't you the slightest doubt about her?
Well, yes.
Oh.
It's very faint. No more than a glimmer. Hardly that.
Follow it up, then. If you can't help me, no one can.
Now, now, monsieur. Let us see what we can do together. There must be a weak link somewhere.
Yes,
but
yes.
Keep calm, whatever you do. We'll see if we can't find some people who knew your wife, on your responsibility, of course. My superiors aren't going to proceed on a mere suspicion of mine. Now, can you give me any names?
Well, yes, but we've only been married 3 months, and we did make a crowd of friends at once.
Splendid. Make me out a list of, say, 10 people and leave it to me.
All right, I'll do that, Inspector.
Now, let me give you a bit of advice, monsieur. Act as though you've resigned yourself to the situation. Don't force her hand. Play along with her. Meantime, I'll be doing my job, and any moment now, your real wife may turn up.
Pray heaven that you're right.
But you must take a firm grip on yourself.
I'll try. I feel really much better now that I realize that you're on my side, Inspector. I think I'll go out. I need some fresh air.
You wouldn't do that.
Oh?
There are fast cars on these roads.
You mean... What? Outside the house?
Outside, anything is possible, monsieur.
I'll stay here, then.
Anyway, you've got the telephone. Your line is directly connected to the police station. I arranged it this morning.
I'm very grateful.
It's all part of the job, monsieur. Now then, you think of that list of names and cheer up. Cheer up.
Oh, good morning, Inspector.
Oh, good morning, madame.
Don't you think my husband looks much better? He slept very well, Inspector, and he needs rest. Oh, you do, my darling.
Yes, he seems much better, ma'am. But I'll be on my way. I'm glad to see this improvement, monsieur. Well...
Goodbye. Oh, well, just one thing. What's the address of your flat in Paris, madame?
157 Rue d'Anjou.
Thank you.
It's the fifth floor on the left.
Very clever. Go on. Laugh, curse you. But I'll get out of this. You see if I don't.
Of course you will, darling.
You won't get me.
Yes, darling. Now do rest while I go down to the village. What would you like for lunch?
To the devil with lunch.
All right, then. How about some steak? And a mushroom omelette to start with. How will that do?
I imagine both dishes will be liberally sprinkled with poison.
Oh, darling, the things you say. Well, I won't be long. And do rest while I'm gone.
Daniel, keep calm, keep calm. A drink. Yes, a drink to steady me down. No? Drink nothing, eat nothing. Who's that?
Anyone at home? Who drink Manouche to a drink?
Who are you?
Open the door, monsieur.
What
What do you want?
My apologies for this interruption, monsieur. Melouche is the name, artist by profession.
Oh. What the devil do you want?
I am on holiday. I was sitting in the sunshine, eating my breakfast, when, crash, my bottle of red wine fell from my fingers and broke into a million fragments. You wouldn't have a bottle of red wine to sell, I suppose?
No, I'm afraid not. Now, if you'll excuse me...
I notice whiskey yonder. Would you have any objection if...
Oh, help yourself, but be quick.
One moment, no more. Ah, this is living. Would you like me to do a portrait of you, sir? You have a most expressive face.
Look, if it's money you're wanting here, take this. Go and drink my health.
You're giving me this? But, monsieur...
Take it and get out.
Why, monsieur, you're a Medici, a patron of the arts. Oh, this is a fortune.
Just a moment.
Huh?
Look at me.
Anything wrong?
Have you ever worn a beard?
Well, that depends on the time of year.
I don't suppose by any chance... No, that's too much to hope for, and yet... I have a feeling I've seen you before. Do you remember me at all? Do you?
Your face isn't unfamiliar to me.
Think carefully, man. Think, man.
I've seen you, but where? Give me some clue, some
idea. I can't. It's got to come from you.
Oh, dear.
Where were you 3 months ago?
Lapin. Ah, that's it, of course, monsieur. You're the one who got married in that little church to the tall, blonde lady. Yes, I remember now. Ah, I offered to paint
you. Quiet. Don't talk so loudly. Someone might hear you.
Another woman.
I can't explain. There isn't time, and anyway, you wouldn't believe me. But your evidence is absolutely vital to me. It torpedoes their whole devilish scheme.
Oh?
Now listen to me. You call yourself an artist, so you can do my portrait. Start drawing.
But I...
Sit down there and pretend. In a moment, a woman will come in here.
Your lady friend?
Great heavens, no. Now... Whatever you do, don't tell her you were present at my wedding at Juan.
Oh, but I thought...
Don't argue, will you? Listen. You've never seen me before. I've never seen you. You're doing my portrait, and that's all there is to it.
Right, I get the idea. The new one is jealous of the old, is that it, eh?
Yes, that's it. So, not a word. If all goes well, I'll give you 1,000 francs.
What? There must be a catch somewhere. It is coincidence that I saw you in Juan.
Get on with that sketch. I want to make a phone call.
Very well, then, but this is strange. 1,000 francs. Oh, that's Picasso's rate.
Hello? Corbin here. Give me Inspector Quentin, please.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Be quiet. I'll explain later.
I'm in the clear with the police. Monsieur, I demand to know what this is all about.
Quiet! Hello? Well, where is he? Get hold of him as soon as possible. It's urgent. Say I've got the proof I wanted. Tell him to come here to the chalet as soon as he can. Thanks.
I insist on an explanation.
You've got to trust me. Now, pick up your pencil and keep drawing.
But, monsieur...
Don't argue!
Not another word. You did say 1,000 francs, monsieur.
1,000 francs, nothing less.
This is my day.
Describe my wife to me. Describe her. This is important. You said she was tall and fair.
Yes, and her nose, it was so. And she was, how do you call it, a lady of consequence. She was wearing a, now let me see, a...
Blue dress?
Quite so, monsieur, blue dress.
Great heavens, this is providential that I recognized you. And I so nearly didn't without that beard. Shh! Someone's coming. Get on with that sketch.
Oh? What's going on here? Who's this man?
Allow me to introduce myself. Melouche, portrait painter.
Oh?
I am sketching this gentleman.
A very rough sketch.
I always start this way. Yeah, but monsieur, he fidgets the whole time. It's very difficult for me.
Do you make a living from your drawing?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you've had exhibitions in Juan. Daniel, darling, why are you so continually looking at your watch? Are you expecting someone?
No.
I don't want to intrude if you're expecting company. I'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, goodbye. We'll see you again.
I'm not expecting anyone. Don't go. Sit down and get on with that sketch.
But look, darling, you can't force a creative artist to work. Inspiration comes and goes. You must let him leave if he wants to.
That's right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sit down.
Darling, don't shout. Wait a minute. I recognize you.
Yeah, me?
Yes. You were at our wedding. Don't you remember, darling? Only he wore a beard. You were at Juan.
Me?
Now think carefully. I can assure you it's worth your while.
Am I intruding?
Oh, Reverend, do take my chair. I'm going.
A car, the police.
What?
I called them.
This man was at Juan. He saw Elizabeth. He remembers her. Come on, describe her. Go on.
Monsieur,
go on.
Please, I must go out this way quickly.
Merciful heavens, a gun. Reverence, you with a gun.
Quick, the back way.
No, you don't.
Leave go, my arm, Corbin. Leave go.
Give me that gun. Help, please. Quickly.
What's this? What's the devil?
Inspector, my husband. He took the gun and he shot Malouche. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Give me that gun, Corbin. Give it to me. Oh, you poor, demented fool. What have you done now?
Boy, have I got that fuzzy feeling. I gotta get a clean, fresh mouth and a new tongue. Do I need you, Pepsodent?
Heavy duty Pepsodent.
Cleaned up, freshens up.
Toothpaste with the sparkle, clean taste.
Heavy duty Pepsodent works harder than your toothbrush to give you the big clean up, freshens your breath, gets rid of that fuzzy feeling.
The toothpaste with the sparkle, clean taste.
Boy, with heavy duty Pepsodent, you brush that dullness clean away.
It's here, new Dual.
Yes. Dual is the new floor cleaner that really deserves to be called revolutionary. Because Dual actually cleans and polishes your floors all in one go.
Dual is an entirely new floor cleaner that has its own built-in floor polish as well. Dual saves you hours of work.
With Dual, you get all your washable floors spotlessly clean. And you get a magnificent, hard, non-slip, dirt-resisting shine. All in one go.
And the more you clean with Dual, the more brilliantly your floors shine.
Get new Dual right away. It's the revolutionary new floor cleaner that cleans and polishes all in one go.
Remember, it's Dual. D-U-A-L. Dual.
Inspector, what's going to happen to my husband?
First of all, let me hear your story.
Well, Malouche came to the door and asked me if he could do Daniel's portrait.
That's a lie. You were in the village when he came.
Quiet, monsieur. Proceed, madame.
I persuaded Daniel.
You persuaded?
I thought it might make Daniel relax. Well, they were only alone for a moment. I don't know what they said to each other. And a second later, I heard a shot.
Another lie. She lies, Inspector.
If you will not keep silent, I must ask you to leave the room. And then, madame?
Malouche fell as Father Maximin came in.
Did Monsieur Corbin threaten you as well?
No.
Or you, Father?
He didn't have time. You came in just then. But he would have killed us both if you hadn't, I'm quite certain. You'll have to arrest him, Inspector. You can't allow a dangerous psychopath like
that... Inspector, you must let me speak. You must allow me to speak.
In a moment. Yes? Speaking. Right. Come over immediately. Hurry.
What is it, Inspector?
That is my business. Now then, Monsieur Corbin, give me your version of what happened.
Malouche was a witness at my wedding in Juan. I sent for you so that he could tell you the truth. But they killed him. They killed my only witness.
On the contrary, Monsieur, there is a second witness on the way.
What?
Someone else?
You won't have long to wait.
Oh, this is tremendous, Inspector. Someone who knows my wife, who knows Elizabeth? Who is it?
You'll know soon enough. If I'm not mistaken, the witness arrives. Monsieur, stand over there with your back to the door. You, Father Maximin, over there.
Of course, Inspector.
And you, madame, go to the top of the stairs. When I call, come down, you will walk down the stairs without a word.
Yes, Inspector.
This witness has no idea why she's been brought here, so her reaction will be spontaneous and incontestable.
Is it a woman?
Quiet, monsieur, and keep your back to the door. I insist. Ah, Francois. Bring madame in.
The nurse.
Keep your face to the wall.
Well, Inspector, what is this all about? I insist that you tell me.
My apologies. I'm looking for someone who knows the people who live here. One of my men, who is a neighbor of yours, understood you to say you had attended the wife. Is that correct?
Yes. I came to give her an injection 2 weeks ago.
Would you recognize them?
Certainly. There's Monsieur Corbin standing with his back to me.
Excellent.
Madame Bertin. I was never so pleased to see anyone in my whole life.
Are you sure this is Monsieur Corbin?
Positive.
Madame, will you come down the stairs? Who is this, madame?
Madame Corbin, of course.
Good morning.
Watch.
And I, too, am pleased and relieved to see you, Madame Beton.
Are you certain this is Madame Corbin?
Oh, of course I am.
They're all against me. All of them.
Well, I'm afraid I don't understand what's going on, Inspector.
He doesn't recognize his wife.
Oh, how sad. Perhaps he needs treatment or a sedative of some kind. And now, if you've finished with me, perhaps someone could drive me back to Chamonix.
Of course. Francois, will you drive Madame back?
She's lying. I tell you, she's lying. Stop her. Don't let her go.
Why, I'll...
Madame, please, do you mind going?
I have something more to say about this.
She is lying.
Oh, stop that, monsieur. You are begging for a straitjacket.
What?
Madame Corbin, will you go through to the next room? And you, Father.
Of course, Inspector. Come, madame.
Now then, monsieur. As far as I'm concerned, Madame Berton identified your wife, and that's an end to it. I see no reason to doubt her word. That woman through there is your wife, whether you like it or not. If she wasn't, how could you possibly account for the way she has behaved all through this? Why, she has never for a second shown the slightest fear that your other alleged wife might come back.
No, she isn't afraid that Elizabeth will come back because she's sure she won't.
What do you mean?
They know everything. Who could have told them? Who, if not my wife? She must be at the back of it all.
Oh, great heavens, this is definitely insanity. Hello? Yes, it's me. Right. Good. I'll come right over.
What's happened?
That was the hospital about Melouch.
Oh, he's dead? He's dead?
No.
Oh.
They're going to operate. As soon as he's conscious, I'll question him.
Suppose he dies.
Then you'll have to prove you didn't kill him, won't you? I must go straight to the hospital now, monsieur.
You'll be back.
Indeed, yes. I'll be back. There's still a great deal to be done. Excuse me.
So Malouche didn't die after all, darling?
No. No, he didn't. You thought you were clever. Oh, yes. But you didn't bargain on Malouche, did you now? And you can't get at him. You can't bribe Malouche. He'll talk.
Oh, no, he won't.
Yes, he will. He will. He's honest. He'll tell the truth.
He won't.
What's to stop him?
Death.
Are you ready?
Yes, I've packed everything I could lay my hands on. What's Corbin doing?
Nothing. He seems dazed.
Does he know where he's being taken?
Yes, he didn't react at all. Malouche's death has stunned him. Ah, here he is now. We were talking about you, Corbin. You'll be very comfortable at the clinic. We'll visit you as often as we can.
I don't want to leave here.
My friend, you've killed a man. You keep forgetting that. The inspector wants you to go to the clinic. He thinks it's a good idea, and so do I. You trust the inspector, don't you?
But what's all that luggage there?
You may have to stay there for several days under observation before the law decides what's to be done with you.
You'll never get away with this. And I'm not going. I'm not.
This is official. You are going to this clinic as a patient. Then you'll be sent to trial, unless the doctors prove that you're unfit to plead.
Get the luggage into the car, Father.
Right.
I'm not leaving here, and neither are you.
Oh, yes, we are. All of us. You're coming for a nice long drive. Come along now. Hurry.
Corbin, I don't want to be forced to carry you to the car.
I did not kill Malouche.
He died on the operating table as a result of bullet wounds inflicted by you. It was you, Corbin. This is murder. Now, come on. That's enough of this talking.
Here's the inspector.
What?
Oh, Inspector, we were just driving my husband to the clinic now.
There is no need, madame.
Oh?
Why?
What happened, Inspector? What happened?
You'll be relieved to know, Monsieur Corbin, that you did not kill Melouche.
What?
But surely, we both saw him.
It was a shot in the shoulder, not a fatal wound by any means. A minor operation.
But I was given to understand that he died on the operating table.
He died 5 minutes after he returned to his ward.
Shock, obviously.
I don't think so. They're performing an autopsy now. They let me know immediately they get the results.
Oh, Inspector, what a relief.
A male nurse was seen leaving Malouche's room just before he died. The hospital staff are being questioned. The trouble is one man in a white coat looks very like another.
He must have done it. He must have killed Malouche.
Don't be absurd.
You left here after they took Malouche to hospital. You killed him because he was my only witness.
Keep quiet, will you?
You're a complete fool, Inspector. These people are tricking you.
Yes, I am a complete fool. I should have arrested you long ago.
Then why don't you? Why don't you? Why send me to the clinic with these two people? Why? I want to be arrested. At least I'll be safe in jail. Yes, Inspector, arrest me for the attempted murder of Merlouche. I'll get a clever lawyer. I'll prove my case, and then, by heavens, I'll expose this woman for the imposter she really is.
Darling, you don't know what you're saying.
I shot Merlouche deliberately, with intent to kill. Now, Inspector, arrest me and take me to Chamonix.
Ignore him, Inspector.
Inspector, arrest me for attempted murder. Arrest me, I say.
If you want police protection, you shall have it. I promise that by 8 o'clock tonight, you will be safely locked up. Yes? Speaking. Oh. I see. Yes, that does alter the picture completely. Thank you.
Well, who's that?
That was the result of the autopsy on Merlouche.
Yes.
It has revealed traces of strychnine in the stomach.
What? He was poisoned?
He did it. They went to the hospital and poisoned him. They killed Merlouche.
Corban, there is no proof. Not of anything.
But, Inspector, it's plain common sense. It stands to reason that...
Monsieur, when one deals with insanity, reason and common sense don't apply.
What? What do you mean?
From the moment I was called in by you to investigate your wife's disappearance, I knew I was dealing with a madman.
I am not.
Your whole story is distorted, it's twisted, it's grotesque. There's no truth in what you say. In a wild moment, you might well have poisoned Merlouche. After all, you did try to shoot him.
He was my only witness. Why would I want to shoot him?
It is here. Here in the mind, monsieur.
Sometimes I wonder if you aren't on their side. Sometimes I wonder.
Do you, monsieur?
Great heavens. What a fool I've been. That's it. It all fits perfectly. There was a mastermind behind it all. It's you! You planned it brilliantly, using your official position as a cover. And I've sweated my heart out trying to persuade you that this woman isn't Elizabeth. What a laugh that is. What a laugh. You're very clever. But as long as there's breath in my body, I'll fight you. You'll never get me. You killed Elizabeth, didn't you? She's dead. Now I'm sure of it. And you killed her.
Prove it.
I'll go to the police in Paris.
Go on, then. Unless you can produce Elizabeth Corban's body, which you can't, you'll never prove this girl here isn't your wife.
They'll find her body, and you'll die for it, all of you. You killed her. She's dead.
Yes, your wife is dead, Corban.
Murdered?
Murdered, but where is her body?
Murdered.
Where is her body, Corban?
They'll find it.
Where is it?
They'll search the woods out there.
The body.
The rocks. They'll drag the rivers.
The body.
They'll find it.
Where's the body?
They'll find it.
Where's her body, Corban?
In the gorge of the forest of Chamois.
Oh, no. Thank you, Corban.
No.
I've been waiting since yesterday morning to hear that.
No.
You must have thought me stupid not to smell a rat when a rich woman disappears, leaving her husband a sole heir. 3 days after you reported your wife's desertion, the body of a woman was pulled from the Chamois Gorge, and Nurse Beton identified your wife.
Oh, no.
An accident? Hardly. Her skull was beaten to pulp. I could have arrested you on suspicion of murder at any time. But suspicions aren't proof, and I needed your confession. Oh, you were a cool one, I will say that. You acted your role to perfection. Anyway, we decided to set a trap for you. Oh, may I introduce Chief Inspector Taquet? I thought he made an excellent Father Maximum, didn't you? And then Mademoiselle Stephanie is your wife.
No.
Incidentally, no. Merlouche nearly upset our apple cart. But in the end, he was most amused at being shot at by a blank cartridge. Not to mention all the free drinks he had.
He's not dead.
Of course not. However, out of all the tricks and lies and inventions we made to get you, one thing was true. I made you a promise. I said that by 8 o'clock tonight you would be safely locked up, Corban. And by heavens, you will be.
Would you believe that a deodorant could help you look good? The newest Shield aerosol deodorant has something very special. The unique Stay Dry formula that keeps you dry, keeps you looking cool, crisp and confident, even in today's flimsiest fashions. And Shield's extra dry spray will never sting or burn your skin, even if you use Shield right after your bath. So slip into something comfortable. Slip into the deodorant that helps you look good. The newest Shield aerosol with Stay Dry.
Lovely, fresh as a daisy, Dewey Hyde. That's international film star Elka Sommer. Sunflower by day, exotic moonflower by night. Vivacious Elka Sommer. How does Elka Sommer retain this 24-hour radiance?
It's Lux Beauty Soap. I use it for lots of reasons. It's pretty shape. It's lovely perfume. Doesn't it remind you of Paris? And most of all, I love the care it gives my complexion. You see, the lather is so pure and mild and gentle. I'd like every woman to use Lux.
Remember, Lux, it's the complexion care of the stars. In tonight's presentation of Trap for a Lonely Man by Robert Thomas, the part of Daniel Corbin was played by Don Ridgway, with Fred Stone as the inspector and Maureen Adair as the woman. As the priest, you heard Ian Hamilton. Others in the cast were Reg Richards and Dacia Chalsty. Trap for a Lonely Man was produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Anne Freed and directed by Henry Diffenthal.